Thank you for joining us today with Meet Me at the Diner with Host and Eller. We have live Debbie Harper with us today, who's giving a seminar at Piedmont Tech tomorrow. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Andy. She's going to tell us how we can save our minds. I think we should call it saving our minds. You know, there was an article in the paper or article out there that 35 million plus worldwide have dementia or some types of Alzheimer's. And they say because of the developing nations out there, that although this wasn't a problem for them, now it is a problem that is affecting developing nations. Debbie Harper is here. She is going to be at Piedmont Tech tomorrow evening, 6 to 9:15. She's going to be talking about saving your mind. Is that right, Debbie?
Yes, we'll do bodybuilding for our mind, for our brain cells.
Well, we definitely could use that. I mean, it's hard enough to keep our own bodies going sometimes, and particularly as we age, we want to just sit down and not do a lot of these things.
Oh, no, we want to do all this. It's so beneficial. Because, again, in the long run, whatever benefits your brain tremendously benefits your body, too, so it's a full cycle. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All right. Well, she is doing a seminar tomorrow evening, The 5 Most Dangerous Threats to Your Brain's Health. Energize and protect your brain cells so that they will last you a lifetime. I might ask you, Debbie, one of the questions I want to know, since we're talking about health and everything. What is a lifetime anymore?
A lifetime?
Yeah, what is a lifetime? I mean, you know, just as a question, because, you know, we're talking about the healthcare system.
Well,
we're talking about people living 150 years. What is a lifetime?
Exactly. Until we die, and I want to live a long, healthy, strong life until I die. And that's what we're looking at. You make those lifestyle choices and a little luck with it too. You can live a long, healthy life. And that's what a couple of the researchers out there are looking at, specifically people who are living these long, healthy lives, grabbing them, say, what are they doing? Researching and finding out what they're doing.
Wow. Well, you know, now you're from California. You know, you guys out there are known to be a little wacky out there. I mean, you know, on the East Coast and here in South Carolina, we know you Californians are a little wacky. How did you get into this
been
field?
Found out.
How did you get into what you're doing? Have you always done this?
Well, I got into this field, started out with in the fitness world, and I specialized in that with senior citizens. And within that whole realm, all of them were asking, my memory, as I get older, I just keep getting more forgetful. What can I do? What can I do? So I developed a memory improvement course for that. And from that, it's kind of evolved because I could not have taught this class that I'm doing right now 10, 15 years ago. The research wasn't there. We couldn't look into the brain as we could to our body. We were trying to keep our body fit, and they couldn't see what was going on in the brain, but just thought, you know, as we get older, brain cells kind of die off, and that's just the way it is. And that's why we're forgetful. Well, it's not at all. It's not at all. It's more lifestyle choices on why we're forgetful. And there's so many things that we can do to not be forgetful.
So I guess this is what you're going to be talking about in this seminar tomorrow.
Oh, we can talk about it today, too.
Oh, good, good. Because I have a lot of listeners that I need for them to remember to tune in every day.
All right, we'll do that then.
So we're going to be talking about things that can help your memory today with Debbie Harper. She has her own company. She has her own website, DebbieHarper.com. Now, the cost, let's just go over this because this sounds like a bargain tomorrow night, Debbie. It is $49.95. And what do you get? It starts at 6 or 6:15 tomorrow evening, goes to 9:15. What do you get in the seminar?
Well, you get me for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Doesn't get better
than
right
that.
There.
There we go. And with that also, you get the Brain Book, a blueprint for brain fitness, which is a tremendous amount of information, and a brand new DVD that is Body Moves for Brain Power. This is coordinated moves, rhythmic moves that challenge the brain, bring you into focus. Talk about multitasking. It is phenomenal. You can do it, part of it, a lot of it. It's not an exercise program, but it's a exercise program for the brain. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun to do.
Is this a bunch of hooey? I'm just going to ask the question because I know one of our listeners is going to call in.
Is calling in and ask that same question.
Sure. Is this about
no,
the week?
Because all the research out there, the number one way that you can improve your brain fitness and function and improvement throughout your life is exercise. exercise is the one proven way to build new brain cells. Just a few years ago, and I'm talking maybe about 5 years, we used to think you could not even build a brand new brain cell. We had our brain, that was it. Brain cells died off, that was it. But now they're finding, because they can look inside with technology, we can build new brain cells. The one proven way is through exercise. Everything else is kind of research hopeful. Mm-hmm. All the and there's a lot, and it is very hopeful and good news as far as the computer programs. The drugs are not real positive right now. Mm-hmm. They're not having a lot of good outcomes with it. The good outcome, so far as what you were talking about with Alzheimer's before, mm-hmm. is prevention. That is the only thing that we can look at right now. And your number one is exercise for a variety of reasons.
Wow, that's great. Well, we're going to be talking about this. You're going to get the DVD. You're going to get the book. And you get Debbie for 3 hours.
A lot of information.
And it's going out on at Piedmont Tech. Now, if you'd like to go ahead and reserve your spot for tomorrow evening, all you got to do is call out there to Piedmont Tech. It's 941-8400, and I'll bet Jean Houston will be handling that. So give her a call out there at Piedmont Tech. That's 941-8400. By the way, we're going to be taking calls on this. The telephone man, Jeff, is going to be on the phone. So as we're talking today, if you have a question you want to call in, don't hesitate to call. You know the number here, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Now, let's just talk a little bit about you. So you just got into this through fitness.
Through fitness, and it was just when fitness was kind of getting started. I live
in California, folks. Remember that, California.
Not in L.A. I live on the outskirts, kind of closer to inland more, a little deserty. But at that point, I was going to school and also raising a family, but I was teaching some exercise classes. And at that point, exercise within the fitness world was
the buzzword.
Well, it was going down to Jane Fonda's in Beverly Hills, right, to take a couple classes from there. And that's what education was. And I'm looking at that thinking, hope it gets better than this. But from that, looking at them, thinking, I need to specialize, because I could see where this was going so far as the population and the growth of the senior population. I said this was going to be huge. And so exercise at that point was the big push. It wasn't so much of a push. It was just kind of a phase at that point. Mm-hmm. But then it started to have some research into it. And once they realized, you know, people are going to continue to exercise and this fitness craze is going to be ongoing, the research started coming out and just exploded.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about this. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. I've got Debbie Harper. She's going to be at Piedmont Tech tomorrow. She's going to be putting you through the moves, I think. I don't know, but I'm just thinking this. She's pretty energized herself. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. Do you need to drum up more business? Tired of your advertising dollars going up in smoke? Then advertise on WLMA 1350 AM, the station that everybody tunes into to be in the know. For more info, call 229-7984. Oh, that's right. We're talking about the five most dangerous threats to your brain's health. So, Debbie, let's talk about some of these things. What can we do?
The biggest threat is if you don't exercise, if you don't move your body. And people always think, oh, I don't have time for that in my life. You've got to make time for it, especially within the world of brain research. Every brain researcher, I guarantee, exercises all the time for a number of reasons, because that's where the benefits start. First of all, like I said, exercise is the one thing in our life that definitely builds new brand new brain cells. Now, those brand new brain cells are what I want, because okay, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but my brain cells are that same age.
I was going to ask you how old you were, actually.
No. But my brain cells are getting older, and if I can build new brain cells, what they're finding is those new brain cells can go over to those old brain cells that aren't functioning at their peak and take over. Now, not all the new ones go there, but how do we get those to go there? How do we improve it? There's a way, because once you start exercising, your little pharmacy up in your brain starts to develop this BDNF. It's this brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's what helps those brain cells go to the deteriorating brain cells and start to take over so that we can be alive and vibrant. It's wonderful. That BDNF is what we want and happens when you exercise. It also doesn't happen if you sit for a long period of time. It starts to deplete. So we want that.
Well, you know, I've heard the brain compared to a computer. You know, that sometimes that hard drive just gets so much information in it, you almost have to defrag it or wipe it clean.
Well, you can feel like that. And one of the worst things that you can do, because the body is meant to work in a rhythm. We wake up in the morning and the sun is up and we work during the day. The sun goes down and at night we sleep.
For some people.
Exactly, for some people. That's the way we're supposed to do it, but that's not how it's working right now, because everybody has to squeeze a little more out of every day, multitask a little bit more, and do a little bit more. And the way the brain functions at night, it has to sleep so that it can take in all the information from the day and organize it.
Because so it's actually defragging your brain.
At night.
Yes.
And so if you're continually not getting enough sleep, for example, say you're taking care of there's someone sick in your family and you're in charge of taking care of them. That's a lot of stress in your life. You're probably not getting enough sleep and you're going to find, I am so forgetful. It is because your body is stressed and you're not getting enough sleep. If you're not going to get that sleep, you are going to be forgetful. So you've got to really push to get that quality of sleep.
Well, how much sleep do you need though? How much sleep does a person need?
How much sleep you need is how much you need.
Well, I don't get very much, Debbie.
Hopefully that's enough for you. What you want to do is if you can, you know, certainly go to bed at the same time. And then if a few times you cannot get, for example, when you're on vacation, not get up with an alarm and see what time your body wakes you up. See if you are a person who needs 6 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep. My teenage son convinces me he needs 10 hours of sleep. He couldn't possibly get up any earlier than that. I don't know.
You know, though, so many older people don't sleep.
They don't sleep. Oh, they don't sleep. Boy, you are asking the right questions. They don't sleep well. And it's as we get older, we don't sleep well. And as we don't sleep as well, as our sleep becomes more fragmented, we don't get that deep, deep sleep. We stop producing this HGH, this human growth hormone, which we need for everything in our life. That helps heal us.
Well, there's been a lot of controversy about the HGH, about taking injections.
Ever recommend taking pharmaceuticals of it, because you know why? We can produce it.
As we get older, because the big thing is that you don't produce it.
As we get older, we don't produce it as much. And you know the reason we don't produce it as much and how you can increase the production of it?
Are you going to tell me?
Yes, I just might. Okay. No, I'm going to make you come to class tomorrow night. And stay awake. Exercise.
Exercise
increases the, it does two things. Exercise allows you to sleep better at night, and if you can sleep better, you can get in that deep, drooly sleep. That deep, drooly sleep is when you start to produce that human growth hormone. If you do an aerobic exercise where you get your heart rate up, and there's studies out there that show exercisers produce 33% more human growth hormone. And if you're not exercising this time, just go out and take a walk for a half an hour at lunch, after work, before work, and you can build up the quality of sleep. You've got to build up the quality of sleep.
And like, I die at night when I go to bed.
I don't think you have any trouble sleeping.
No.
When you are going for 20 hours a day, you look at that pillow, you can go to sleep.
I can too.
True. That's a good trait.
Yeah, it is.
But if you're not sleeping, you want to look at different layers. A lot of people look and think, you know, well, I have a cup of coffee in the morning and that's it. That shouldn't affect me at night when I go to sleep. You might meet one of those people who caffeine does affect you dramatically. It can stay in your body for 24 hours. So if you're one of those people, and if you're not sleeping, you want to look at that. If you're not sleeping well, you want to make sure that you get enough sunlight. Mm. Basics, these are just simple things, but you want to get sunlight every single day. It's been shown that they would have nursing homes where people were up at all different times of the day, and they've got all this sleeping medicine that they're having to give them, and it's just crazy. And then they tried an experiment. Let's get everybody outside for an hour to get some basic sunlight. And voila, suddenly they're sleeping at night and awake during the day, because that's what our body wants.
Yeah.
We want that rhythm. Our body craves that rhythm. If you have jet lag, the one thing recommended is go out into the sunlight. Get onto this schedule. Sunlight helps you sleep. You've got to watch the liquids you take. You've got to obviously watch alcohol is not the best thing because that disrupts the quality of your sleep.
So sunlight. Well, you know, they've talked about that and our need for vitamin D. You know, that's kind of related right
yes.
there.
Yes. Yes. And especially because now we're told, you know, when you go out in the sunlight, make sure you're slathered with sunscreen so you're not getting as much. Dermatologists don't want to tell you this, but you've got to get out there a little bit without some sunscreen, just
that's
a little
true.
Bit.
Yeah, 20 or 30 minutes, something mm-hmm. like that.
To get
and
that vitamin D.
And it doesn't have to be in the height of the day.
No.
There's
no.
the other thing.
You want
yeah.
to get that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, we're here with Debbie Harper. She is pumped up here today. She is ready for this seminar tomorrow evening, the 5 most dangerous threats to your brain's health. She's going to show you how to keep your brain without a brain. You know, that's what the Wizard of Oz, that's what the Scarecrow, if only he had a brain. We're trying to keep ours, though. So if you'd like to find out more about this, if you're concerned about, you know, Alzheimer's, and I tell you what, it is a real threat to our population.
Oh, it is. Wait, they look at when people hit 65, the rate of Alzheimer's symptoms doubles every 5 years over and over again. It's a tremendous burden coming up, and we've got to look at this, and the best outcome and outlook is prevention. Prevention is the way all the researchers out, in fact, there's one research out there, a Peter Whitehouse, and he won't even recognize Alzheimer's as a disease.
Okay.
He says it's not a disease. Now, you might look at him and think, well, is he a kook?
Right.
He might be.
Is he from California?
He's from... You're working me on that, California.
Sorry.
That's okay. He's actually from Ohio. And
oh, Ohio.
He's not a kook. He is actually one of the first researchers who was trying to develop some pharmaceuticals for Alzheimer's patients. And with his tremendous research, he's finding the pharmaceuticals right now are not cutting it. The only thing that we're looking at is prevention. We have got to work on prevention, he says. And that works. That is absolutely without a doubt working.
So exercise is the key. Get out and get moving, huh?
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
you're going to tell her a lot of different things. Because a lot of people, as they age, they just can't do the way they did
they
in their
40s. Well, then they got to come to the class and get the DVD because the DVD, this Body Moves for Brain Power, is... I suppose you can't see me say quotes.
We're on the radio. That's
I'm
right.
more visual.
It's going to be difficult then, folks.
It's not what I call an exercise video, but I link it to that because a lot of older people cannot go out and exercise like they used to. So everything is done in a chair. And what I do is we'll do some arm work. So the heart has to pump some blood up to the arms. And then we do some leg work. So the heart has to pump some blood up to down to the legs.
Kind of
back
like
and
armchair
forth, back and forth.
Aerobics.
Yes. And so what the brain is thinking, huh, maybe she's exercising. I think she's exercising. It's not out doing a jog, but it's moving that blood, getting that circulation through the body. Your brain starts thinking you're exercising, so it's producing that BDNF, which is what we need to help produce those brain cells and also nourish the brain cells that are already there. That BDNF helps the connectors between brain cells so that we think more clearly.
So here's the rub, people. Get mom and dad out there exercising today.
Exercise
today. Get them
today.
Walking, doing something here. And if you have a chance, go to that seminar tomorrow evening. What a bargain. $49.95. You get the DVD, you get the book, and you get Debbie Harper for 3 hours. And I tell you what, I think it's going to be an energized evening tomorrow evening.
It's a lot of fun. 3 hours, people think it's a lot of time to sit. We're not going to be sitting there the whole time. You're going to get so much information in that amount of time. Plus, I'm going to show you all these moves that you can start doing. And what they are, they're moves that cross all the midlines. Because if you're right hand and you put the hand over to the left side, the brain thinks, wait a minute, that's not organized. I need to pull it back. I need to get organized. Whenever you cross the midline, left, right, up, down, front, back, the brain wants to take that information and organize it.
Well, that's kind of why, like in exercise, they say that you need to change up your routine. Not
you
always do the same routine. Like if you've got an aerobics, change up to weights for a while or change to something else.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the brain, and for another reason, the brain wants that novelty. It craves that novelty. But also within that, changing the midlines and doing different workloads, if you're comfortable on one side and do one thing right-handed, do that same move or exercise in a challenging way on your opposite hat, anything you do on your non-dominant side makes the brain cells just light up on fire, and it increases the amount of brain cell activity and brain cell growth by 10%. So if you start doing things on your non-dominant side, increase your brain cell growth by 10%. That's powerful. That's really exciting.
Yeah, start writing with the other hand there, folks.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's
we're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Don't you go away. And if you've got a question, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it SFG, that's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, or call us 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. We have Debbie Harper live in the studio, who's giving a seminar tomorrow at Piedmont Tech. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're sitting here at the table. If you want to give us a call, 229-7984. We do have Debbie Harper here. Tomorrow evening, she's giving the 5 most dangerous threats to your brain's health. Some days it's just a threat just to get up in the morning, isn't it? But, you know, you're talking about exercise as the wave to maintaining our brain, but how do we know? I mean, there is so much information. I mean, you know, and now they're talking about even the different news venues. We're all choosing the news venue that we want to hear what they say because they satisfy our desire for the news. We don't want to listen to all of it and figure out. We want to hear the sanitized version of what makes us happy.
The quick version, yes. We have to be our own researchers. We have to take that information because, again, the 6 o'clock news will give you information. And they will tell you, number one, don't eat eggs on Monday because they're terrible for you. On Tuesday, they'll tell you, best protein in the world, eat eggs. How do you know which is the right answer?
Yeah.
You have to find out when they're telling you, especially health information, find out where that health information is coming from. There's got to be university studies on it. Go to that university study online and find out how long that university study has been going on. Who's funding that university study?
Yeah, is it the Egg Council of the United States? Or
exactly.
Is it
and so that will slant it a little bit. And you want the long-term study. There's a lot of short-term studies out there right now, but you want the long-term studies to see basically what's going on. And truthfully, in the big picture, it also goes back to a lot of basic information, simple choices in your life. Eat healthy, get a good night's sleep, stay socially active, have interesting people to have good conversations with.
So, but do you think the very fact that we're living longer is creating some of this too, Debbie?
Yes, because I don't think we ever thought we would live that long, and so the choices that we made when we're 20 dramatically affect how we live our life when we're 90. There's a study out there right now, it's called the Nun Study, and it's studying a group of nuns. They're 75 to 106 years old, and what they're facing as they get older, and the one thing that they're looking at is they aren't getting Alzheimer's at the same rate the rest of us are. What the research is finding is that 95 of us will get Alzheimer's. That's not a good picture. 95%. But what they're finding with this nun study is that they're not getting as much. But what's happening is the researchers are working on and on with these nuns, and when they die has the permission to look at their brains and see what's happening, and looking at their brains and saying, wow, I would have to diagnose this nun as having Alzheimer's, but I just spoke with her a couple days ago, and she was fully aware, fully alert. We were talking about world issues. She was showing no signs of Alzheimer's disease.
So what does that mean?
What we're looking at that. We're looking at that Alzheimer's might not be a disease, but a factor of critically poor aging. And so what are these nuns doing so that they're not showing symptoms of Alzheimer's? One of it is they're looking at years ago, when they were in their 20s, when they first decided to become a nun, they had to write a little biography. And looking at those people who would say, well, I went to high school and decided that it was my calling to become a nun. And then you look at another who said, oh, I grew up in a family of five kids, and we used to go out in the backyard and play, and we'd run and jump and play, and there was this forest out in the backyard. Well, now I look at it, it wasn't a forest, it was just a few trees, and my brothers used to hit me all the time. The ones who were most verbal and most active verbally seemed to have less symptoms as they got older. Plus, you have to look at the lifestyle. I mean, obviously, we can't all live the life of a nun, but what are they doing?
Sometimes it feels that way, Debbie.
Well, we look, probably they weren't going out on a lot of drinking binges alcohol.
Probably
they stay
not.
Very, obviously, the spiritual end of it. How important is that? The volunteer ending of it. Teaching. Mm-hmm. Good foods, good nutrition. Enjoying life together. Maybe it's men. I don't know. That could be another. You have to look at the big picture. I wonder.
Yeah, we all wonder about that. But so you're saying is, I wonder how are we going to, from a healthcare issue, how are we going to cover Alzheimer's? Since?
Oh, the insurance companies are scared to death. Wellness is the only way, and the earlier we get out, and that's why I try and get into these colleges, the earlier we get out the information, the better chance we have. I mean, sure, the insurance companies, but I want to live a long life. I want to be completely active. You do, too.
Sure.
I have a lot of things I want to do, and I want to be totally aware to do it.
Well, I think it scares a lot of people.
It's very scary.
And, you know, particularly if maybe your parents developed it, or you're looking at your parents and you're seeing that they're at that stage in their life. And
what
you're
are they
going,
doing?
What am I doing? What can I do for myself?
What you want to do is stay physically healthy from the neck down. If you stay physically healthy from the neck down, it obviously benefits the brain. If your heart is working at its peak, you're not getting diabetes. Cardiovascular disease diminishes the amount of blood flow to your brain. Well, that diminishes the amount of oxygen. What happens when your brain cell doesn't get oxygen? Immediately, those brain cells die. So if it's diminished, they're having a tough time. And so if we can get enough oxygen and blood flow continually through the brain, it's going to be a positive benefit. Nourishing, constantly nourishing that brain.
So we need to turn back to caveman days.
You just want to eat good, healthy.
Well, you know, the hunter, the gatherer, the food eating. I mean, you know, that's basically what we did.
The hunter and gatherer, yes, because as you were hunting, you weren't just getting some food out of the cupboard. You had to go move and get it and constantly move.
Kill
and
it.
Learning around and kill it. And that kind of activity. And our bodies need that kind of activity. We have to, in order for us to learn best, it's in motion. It's not sitting still. And so we do have to go kind of back to a simpler life. And sometimes it might take a little bit longer, especially people don't have a lot of time, so they're grabbing fast food. We have to find some fast food that is good nutrition for us too. If it's in a box, if it's in a cup, if you have to tear it open, if
it's
it can
processed.
Sit on the shelf for months on end and we can call it food, it's not going to be the best nourishment for your body. You have to go and get those fresh fruits and vegetables, and you've got to eat fresh. You've got to have that in your body to nourish yourself at the peak, and find some, you know, share some good recipes with people. And we do that in class. We share recipes in class. It sounds kind of corny, but if it's not simple and if it doesn't taste good, we won't do it. It has to be
quick and
user-friendly.
And that's why our fast food has come in, because it is quick and easy. You've got to admit, it's quick and easy.
Yes, we're multitasking, and we just don't have time to cook and go to the grocery store. We better find a way to do it.
That's right.
Because it takes a lot longer to be sick and a lot more money to be sick. That's another thing. It's very cost-effective to stay healthy and keep your brain healthy.
That's right.
It will save you on insurance costs in the long run, and it will increase your energy level tremendously so that you can get all these things done and multitask.
Wow. All right. Well, we're here with Debbie Harper today. She's doing a seminar out there at Piedmont Tech tomorrow, the five most dangerous threats to your brain's health. whether you think that you may need it or you may know somebody that needs it. It is something you don't want to miss. So give them a call out there at Piedmont Tech, 941-8400. That is the number out there. It is a continuing education class or a seminar that's going on. I also understand this is good for healthcare workers.
Yes.
That is another part of it.
NAB, NAB, and NAACAP as well can get continuing education credits.
All right. And the cost of the seminar is $49.95. Starts at 6:15 tomorrow night to about 9:15, 9-ish somewhere. Yeah. So give them a call out there, 941-8400. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Do you have clunker jewelry? You know, the jewelry that just doesn't shine anymore. The jewelry which has seen its better days. Wish you could have a new piece of jewelry without all the maintenance of your older, wore-out jewelry. Well, just like the auto industry, Sharp Facets Gallery, that's SFG, has its own jewelry clunker trade-in program. Receive maximum trade-in against our How Low Can We Go pricing at SFG, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
If you think that you're worried about the fact that you might end up with Alzheimer's disease, or maybe you're thinking that mom and dad might be beginning to fade a little bit here and you're concerned about that, hey, you should get out to this seminar, The 5 Most Dangerous Threats to Your Brain's Health. It is going on tomorrow evening out there at Piedmont Tech. You can go to their website, Piedmont Tech. I'm sure it's under the continuing education link. That's ptc.edu/continuing ed is, I expect, where you would find that on the website. Debbie Harper has her own website, though. It's debbieharper.com. She has all kinds of information on her website about being healthy. I think you also send out the books and the DVDs.
Uh-huh, I do. You can order it online. And just, if I could say, that's Debbie Harper. It's Debbie with no E at the end, D-E-B-B-I.
Debbie Harper, that's right, from California. We're not holding it against her, though. We're letting her in.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, she is energized and ready to show you some moves that can really make a difference in your life. And this is a lifetime thing, isn't it?
Well, another issue, because obviously what this caters to mostly are people who active older adults, or people who think they might be getting Alzheimer's, or they are, you know, have family that might be getting Alzheimer's. But what we're looking at too, if you start doing this in your 30s and 40s, as in your midst of your career, because as we all know, in this economic world, it is not business as usual. If we can get our mind to work at its peak and its creative peak, then we can get out of this economic crisis. We need people who are mentally and physically creatively active, and this happens when you start working with brain fitness programs. Keep going back to the exercise, but if you exercise, that of course gets all the blood flowing and gets you going. But if you add music, and the power of music, it begins to unlock the creativity as well.
You know, so many people, particularly older people, I know Jeff tells me this, I can remember every word to every song when I was 18 to 25. Now, I mean, he couldn't tell you the words to any song, but those at 18 to 25, so is there any particular type of music that is good?
The type of music that you should be listening to is the kind that you like. Mm-hmm.
When he was 18 to 25, yeah, that's right.
Because music to the brain, music is organized and rhythmic, and that is powerful to the brain, because the brain is always taking in information, taking that in and thinking, I've got to organize, I've got to put it away, it's got to be where I can get it later and use it, whereas music is already organized. So when the brain hears that, it's comforted. And it's relaxed, but it can also be invigorated. So if you're listening to music on your walk, or if you're going to an exercise class with music, it's kind of a double stimulation for the brain cell activity, and really pumps up the brain cell activity and the creativity in your brain, so that you can start to solve some of these problems that are facing us in this economic world.
Right. So this actually applies to everybody then, because we all could use a little extra, huh?
Yes, and along the lines of music as well, there was a study on people with cardiovascular disease, and they were at the end of their program, and they were working on treadmills, and they had a researcher study people who worked out with no music and then with music. The people who worked out with no music felt better after they exercised. The people who worked out with music felt better after they exercised. Plus, when they did their verbal test, they doubled their verbal fluency. So they're looking at the tremendous benefits of adding music to your workout to increase that cognitive issue in your brain.
Wow.
Being able to bring in more information and then what to do with it, use it, being able to organize it. And that's part of the multitasking as well, because when the brain is taking in that organization of music, it's taking it in, it's already organized, feeling comfortable, and then we can multitask because we're stress-free.
Wow. Well, stress-free. Wait a minute. She used a word that doesn't, that's an oxymoron here. Stress and free do not go together in today's world.
No.
But you can help yourself a lot. So check out the seminar. Go to the seminar, $49.95. You get the DVD, you get the book, and you get Debbie Harper for 3 hours plus right out there at Piedmont Tech. So give them a call out there. Gene Houston would love to take your reservation. They still have room, 941-8400. That's 941-8400. And really, regardless of your age,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's one exercise, I'll try and describe it on the radio here, but it's some of the first pharmaceuticals that they were giving Alzheimer's patients was to increase the amount of acetylcholine in their brain, because Alzheimer's patients seem to have very diminished levels of or zero levels of acetylcholine. Now, our brain produces that, and one way that they found is through a visual technique that we can improve our acetylcholine levels. Now, I'm not saying that this is, you know, a prevention of, but
it's
I
not
do
a
it every.
Panacea.
You know,
yeah.
What? We don't know, but it has no side effects, and so I do it every day.
Okay.
And so what we do, it's working with your peripheral vision, because peripheral vision seems to help kind of kickstart that production of acetylcholine. What you do is take your hands by your ears, put your thumbs kind of near your ears, and then pull them out away. Out of your line of vision of peripheral vision, so you can't see your hands, and then slowly bring them around to the front of your face so you can see your hands. You want to look directly ahead. Now pull your hands back away, so you can't see your hands anymore. You're pulling away so you see them as long as you can in your peripheral vision, and that stimulates that production of acetylcholine. You can also do it if you're at a ball game, see things that are going on the side. If you're at a mall, looking straight ahead, visually see what's going on peripherally to stimulate that acetylcholine development in your brain. It's a wonderful pharmacy up there.
So it is. And, you know, it's like a lot of things. If you don't use it, you lose it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically
what
you're saying here.
We want to use... Oh, you've got to have provocative friends with interesting conversation going on.
Well, what about just watching TV?
If it's interesting, that would stimulate you to go and talk about it with someone else, because if you're going to sit there for more than 20 minutes, your levels of brain-derived neurotropic factor are going downhill, and that's not beneficial to your brain. So you can watch a little bit of TV.
Okay. Well, that's where talk radio is such a good...
Exactly. You can take it with you.
That's right. We have all talk radio on WLMA, and that's why it's important to stay tuned in on WLMA. It's important to tune into my show in the morning, lunchtime, and all day long, because we got talkers talking about everything.
There you go. And that's stimulating ideas, because the brain is... If you talk about something new and something, or someone hears something on your radio show and says, I never knew that. That's new and interesting. You know what happened?
Right.
They just had a brain cell born, because that was new information. And that brain cell has to go somewhere and think about something else. And then if you go and talk about it with someone else.
Or if you talk back to the radio because you're engaged. You're engaged with the radio. You don't like what they're saying, or you do agree with what they're saying.
But your brain cells are on fire, and they're stimulated, and it's working, and your brain is thriving at that point. So it is. It is stimulating conversation at that point.
There you go. So that's why talk radio is so good for you out there. But hey, if you want to keep your brain in good shape and, you know, use it, don't lose it, you need to go see Debbie Harper. That's Debbie Harper, that's right. She is going to be at Piedmont Tech tomorrow evening doing a seminar. It is an educational seminar. It is the 5 most dangerous threats to your brain's health. You know, these are simple things you can do every day, right, Debbie?
That's what's exciting. It is simple things. Now, we didn't touch too much on how we nourish our body, but that is tremendous. If you're putting terrible fuel into a car, it won't run properly.
You won't get the proper mileage.
No, you won't. And I want a lot of mileage
out
of this body.
You want high test, right?
I do. And so it really changes what food groups you look at and what you put into your body.
You know, one of the best diets that I've read lately is the Mediterranean diet. Because it does put lots of fruits and vegetables and nuts.
And
not so
olive oil, phenomenal. Yes, it is. And again, what is that? That's all very basic. As long as we don't deep fry any of that, we should be good.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, every once in a while you got to break down. But, you know, it's
because that would lower your stress. Yes, there you go.
That's right.
And it is. I kind of go with that 80-20 rule.
80-20? All right. Well, that sounds
80%
great.
Of the time.
80%. Well, you know what, Debbie? It is really exciting, the stuff that you are going to be talking about your brain tomorrow evening. Everybody ought to come out and check out this seminar. You know,
I hope they do.
You won't regret that you did. You might regret that you didn't go to this seminar. So come out tomorrow evening, 6:15, out there at Piedmont Technical College. Give Gene Houston a call out there, 941-8400. You know, I think it's one of the things that as we age, we worry most about is losing our mind. And this is something that can help keep you in good shape every day. And she's already told me, and this is not hooey. This is the real stuff.
It works.
It works. And she spent quite a bit of time. You also work with a lot of insurance companies on this, too.
You know what? I used to. Now I just work independently. Well, actually, I hire out to some of them still.
Right. So they're doing
in
seminars.
California.
Right.
Yes, they are. You know what? We're kind of going all over Southern California with an insurance company down there.
So this is a good thing. Find out more. Just go to the seminar tomorrow evening. It is out there at Piedmont Tech. Give them a call, 941-8400. If you cannot make the seminar, it's $49.95. If you cannot make the seminar, you surely can go to her website, debbieharper.com. But if you're like me, being visual is the best way to learn, and I know you would enjoy it. I've enjoyed talking with you today, Debbie.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming
enjoyed
here.
Enjoyed being here.
You made it here.
Phew!
All right, but she'll be here tomorrow evening at Piedmont Tech. Give them a call out there, 941-8400. Thanks so much for coming out. I sure hope you have a great class tomorrow. And if
Thank
you come
you.
Back to town, come see us again.
I would love to.
All right.
We'll make a date.
We'll make a date. This is WLMA, 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye-bye, Ann.